got the feeling it's going to be one of them days today. I can feel it inside my stomach. I'll tell you more on that one later. Good old Whitney Hart, Whitney Soft, Whitney Houston. It's 25 minutes in front of 3 o'clock here on a Saturday afternoon, courtesy of North Coast Music Radio. Well, a Saturday afternoon isn't that courtesy of the Lord Almighty upstairs. And we're not talking about the producers. You see, Madonna, she's made a new advert over in America promoting condoms. And say, I think it's either condoms or something. And what she's saying is, don't vote, don't condom, don't wear a condom. Hold on, I'll tell you that one in a bit. Well, I'll have a little bit of it. Put my teeth in, because I can't remember this. My head's gone west this afternoon. See, I got to bed this morning about 5 o'clock. It was up again round about, I think it was about 10 o'clock for me, which is quite early, you know, so I only had about 6 hours sleep, so I'm quite done in this afternoon. Never mind. Anyway, as we're saying in America, then, Madonna, yeah, well, she's made a new advert over there at this moment in time, and it's to do with, she says, don't have sex, go out and vote. And the message is, I think she's having a hard time prolonging an election. Just in one of them funny moods this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. This is North Coast Music Radio on 221 1350 kHz medium flavour for the second to last week, the penultimate week of broadcasting. Stay tuned for more hits between now and 5 p.m. tonight. Here's them good old M&M's.
Talk about pop music. National.
Good afternoon to you, wherever you may be this afternoon in the northwest of England. Don't forget 3 o'clock today, Batman.
There'll be a painted sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
You've got a big gob, girl. Looking at the watch in front of me at the moment, 12 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. Saturday afternoon. It's a B-52s on North Coast Music Radio. All hits all the way through till 5 o'clock this evening. You're with the number one station from the northwest of England, broadcasting on 1350 AM, 221 metres, medium flavour. If you would have been with us last Saturday afternoon, we would have told you about the Batman. We've got Batman in two, well, one exciting adventure this afternoon, and it's in two parts. It's a bigger cereal than a 200-foot box of cornflakes. That's to come at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have our second one of them, or second installment of Batman, The New Adventures of Batman, around about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Part 1 is at 3 o'clock. Hang in there. Okay, all here. hits on a Saturday afternoon. Here's Dusty Springfield, or should we say Dusty Springboard? Boing! And the Pet Shop Boys. What have I done to deserve this? Oh, I woke up this morning and I thought, what have I done to deserve this? Oh, no, no! Good things brewing in the bowels of North Coast Music Radio at the moment. You'll have to keep tuned to your North Coast Radio to find out what is actually happening. It's Dusty Springfield and the Pet Shop Boys. And oh, what have I done to deserve this? Again, if you'd like to hear your name on North Coast Radio, you can drop us a line next weekend, for next weekend, in fact, to number 10, Brave Street, Birkenhead, Royal Merseyside, L41, 4JX. You won't hear more hits being played on any other radio station whatsoever. We're playing more of them this Saturday afternoon. World's number one pirate radio station. The biggest and best in the whole entire Northwest. Here's Jimmy Homerville and the Condominoids. And... good afternoon. It's 6 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. 6 minutes to go.
And then it's Batman.
In his first adventure today, Fun House of Fear. Condominoids, and you are my world on North Coast Music Radio this Saturday afternoon. So, we have our first installment of Batman. It's going to be in two parts today. Part one you're going to hear now, part two you're going to hear at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and this is part one of the new adventure series, The New Adventures of Batman, only on the Richie TC Show on North Coast AM. This first installment's called The Fun House of Fear.
When the Joker captures the Commissioner of Police, Batman goes to the rescue. But the Joker has laid many traps along the way. He is out to get the Caped Crusader. Batman, Funhouse of Fear. The bat signal split the night sky like cannon fire. Batman was needed. The Batmobile sped through the streets of Gotham City. When he arrived at police headquarters, Batman found no sign of Commissioner Gordon. Instead, he was greeted by the chief of police.
Where's the commissioner?
Asked Batman. That's the trouble. He disappeared, said the chief. An hour ago, we received this. He handed a small pink card to Batman. It read, He who laughs last, laughs loudest. What do you suppose it means, Batman? Asked the chief.
It's the sort of card dispensed from fortune-telling machines, the kind found in amusement parks,
said Batman after examining the card. But the only one of those for miles around is Gotham Amusement Park, and that's closed for the season, objected the chief.
That would only make it easier for some crafty villain to use it as a hideout, and it's probably the Joker. The idea of using an amusement park as a base would appeal to him, and so would this message about who laughs last.
So you think he's kidnapped the commissioner? Asked the police chief.
Yes, there's no time to lose,
said Batman. Faster than thought, the Batmobile pulled up outside the Gotham Amusement Park. The front gate had been altered to look like the grinning face of the Joker himself. Batman stood still and looked carefully around him. Everything had been boarded up for the winter. Every ride was still. Only the cars of the big wheel creaked eerily in the wind. There was no sign of life, except for the faint, tinny sound of a fairground organ wafting on the breeze. Batman followed the sound of the music. It grew louder and louder until he found its source. It was the funhouse, as brightly lit up as when the amusement park was open. The lights blinked invitingly as the music grew louder. The caped crusader entered cautiously.
This is the Joker's idea of a challenge, he thought. He's laid some carefully prepared trap, but I'm going to have to go in to find Commissioner Gordon.
Batman found himself in a small white corridor that seemed to grow narrower the farther he went. He suddenly realized that the corridor was growing smaller because the walls were closing in. All at once, gray, glinting knives sprang from the walls, threatening to tear him to shreds. Closer and closer came the knives, and closer came the walls, until at last, Batman was fighting to hold them apart at arm's length. Suddenly, his arm brushed against one of the menacing blades. It bent. It sprang back into shape with a bounce. The knives were made of rubber.
Never!
Then, when Batman grabbed one of the knives for support, it swung downwards with a clunk. It was really a secret lever operating a trapdoor. As the floor gave way, the crime fighter heard the Joker's ringing laugh. But Batman was always ready for anything, and he landed on his feet. Staring through the inky blackness, he thought he saw a flash of white teeth and moved forward carefully, hoping to trap the Joker in the dark. Suddenly, the lights came on, and there stood an angry, fierce gorilla dressed in a clown suit.
Congratulations, Batman!
Boomed the Joker's voice from a